Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Sunday, October the 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. It's the Lord's Day. It's Resurrection Day. It's Sunday, what in the Bible they call the first day of the week. And, okay, guys, let me warn you, we got a little change here. We've had a wilderness week. Our audio editor, superstar, Marin, I think her kids had fall break this past week, and they had family plans, which I wholeheartedly celebrate and affirm, but that meant I needed to get all of the writings and recordings to her by like last Tuesday. Now, I did my best, and I got them all done, but I could not pull off getting a Holy Spirit story with the recording from the author and all that by Tuesday. So, I am bringing you a psalm today. Now, I'll tell you another feature of the Wilderness Week. And this is also good. I mean, the whole thing with Marin, that's awesome. I have been to Kentucky and back. We've been working on a plan to bring my oldest son, David, back to Gillette, Arkansas. He's moving here from Kentucky. He's been in school up there. He graduated this spring. And we're going to take the business he started when he was 16 called farmstrong.co. David's an artist. He's a leather craftsman. He can do a lot of things, but we're going to try to help get him established as a working artist and get his business to the next level. And maybe we'll start a little business together. We'll be saying more about that as we roll along. All that to say, I treasure your prayers. Today will be his first Sunday in Gillette with me as a resident. And just be praying for him and for us and for the Lord's new thing that the Lord is doing. He's just convinced me of it. The Lord has. So all that to say, we got a lot done this past week, but we didn't get everything done. And one of the things I couldn't get done was the Holy Spirit story, like I promised every Sunday in October. But we do have a wonderful psalm. It's going to be Psalm 25 today, and we'll get back to Holy Spirit stories next Sunday. Thank you for being such a generous, faithful, loving community and rolling with the punches. So, are we ready? We're going to be with Psalm 25 today. It's entitled, Let Me Not Be Ashamed. I'm going to read the psalm to you, and then I'm going to read the meditation from Timothy and Julie Tennant, and then we're going to sing through the Psalter version of Psalm 25 together. Here we go. Hear now the word of the Lord. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame. But shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear Him. He makes His covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only He will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles. The word of the Lord. Now consider this from Timothy and Julie Tennant. Psalm 25 is another one of the acrostic psalms found in the Psalter. We noted with Psalm 9 that acrostics were used to reinforce four great themes. This psalm undergirds them all, but especially the recognition of the two paths and calling us to trust the character and nature of God. David's enemies have increased, verse 19, and he longs for God to publicly set things right. Psalm 25 explores a world that is strange to the modern Western reader. It is the world of honor and shame. Western cultures have typically emphasized the forensic or legal side of Christ's work. Because of Christ's work on the cross, we have been declared not guilty before the great tribunal of God's judgment throne. However, from the time of the fall in the Garden of Eden, we discover three great effects of sin: guilt, shame, and fear. All three of these are central to the human condition and are therefore central in the work of redemption. In Psalm 25, David does not focus on his guilt, but his shame. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me, verse 2, is the cry of this psalm. Guilt and innocence can be declared in private as we repent quietly in the presence of God. But shame and honor are about our life in the world, the public testimony of those around us. The psalmist longs for public vindication over those who oppose him. He cries, "No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame," verse 3. It is important to remember as we read this psalm and others like it that whenever a psalm declares that we are standing in the way of righteousness, it is not because they did not see themselves as sinners. Rather, it is precisely because they trusted in the covenant they were standing in, which was sealed and secured by a righteous God. This, too, is the basis of our final vindication before God. The book of Revelation promises us that God will publicly vindicate His servants. Revelation 20, 11 to 15. It is important to David not only that we are declared innocent before God, but that we are publicly honored before the eyes of those who have plotted our downfall. The psalmist is painfully aware of the sins of his youth. Verse 7. But he has placed his trust in the Lord, and he longs to share in God's honor before the nations. The psalm ends with the prayers, "Guard my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you." Verse 20. All right, we're going to sing Psalm 25 with the Seedbed Psalter. I'm going to suggest the tune, Dundee, also known as God Moves in a Mysterious Way. God Moves in a Mysterious Way, Psalm 25, the Psalter, the Seedbed Psalter. As unto you I lift my soul, O Lord, I trust in thee. But let me not be put to shame, nor foes gloat over me. Certain it is that none are shamed whose hope is in your name. Deeds of those who are treacherous shall all be put to shame. Ever I want to know your ways, teach me your paths, O Lord. For you I wait the whole day long, you are my Savior God. Guide me and teach me in your truth, recall your mercy, Lord. How from of old your steadfast love has been my sole reward. I know transgressions of my youth are ever known to thee. Judge not my sins, recall them not, in love remember me. Kind, good, and upright is the Lord, he teaches those astray, leading the humble in what's right and teaching them his way. Moreover, all of the Lord's ways are faithfulness and love. Neglecting not all those who keep his covenant from above. O Lord, for your name's sake and grace, have mercy all my years. Pardon my guilt, for it is great, who is the one who fears. Quick is the Lord to know the one who fears and longs to know. Regarding him, he will instruct the way that he should go. Souls thus instructed by the Lord will know prosperity. Their offspring shall receive the land, a heritage from thee. The friendship of the Lord is given to those who fear him still. Unto them he makes known his law, his covenant and will. My eyes are ever toward the Lord who plucks me from the net. Vexed though I am, Lord, turn to me, be gracious to me yet. When I'm afflicted and alone with troubles of the heart, bring me out of distress, O Lord, forgiveness do impart. Exulting foes all gather round, they hate me with great hate. Lord, guard my life and rescue me, let shame not be my fate. You are my refuge and my hope, let justice preserve me. Zion has troubles, God redeem, our hope is all in thee. Amen. You know, it just hit me as I was going through this that the tenets, not only is an acrostic psalm in Hebrew, and you know what that means? It means it goes through the whole Hebrew alphabet. Each line begins with the next letter of the alphabet. They have made this psalm an acrostic in the English alphabet. It goes A, B, C, D, all the way down to Z. It's amazing. The tenets are amazing, guys. I mean, they are Wow. Tim and Julie Tennant. Okay. Gift to the kingdom of God. And I'm so thankful they're on the Seedbed team. Wow. It just hit me. I'm blown away. So if you're listening, guys, good on you. And as I've told you, we're working on getting them a microphone and a recording apparatus. And soon these psalms are becoming from them who wrote them, as only it should be. So listen, today we've got church. We're going to see you at the house today, not on the field. And we're going to worship God together as God's people. Miracles are going to happen all over the land because we're together. People are going to come into the kingdom from darkness to light. People are going to come from death to life. We're going to see healings today. We're going to see great relationships. We'll find reconciliation today because we're going to be in the house of God. We're going to be praying. We're going to be praying for tragedies and calamities and wars and storms and rescues. And the Lord is going to hear those prayers. He's going to move in all the earth. So get yourself to church. I'll see you at the house. For the Tennants, Timothy and Julie Tennant. For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.